The Cambridge History of Latin America. By Leslie Bethel. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Cambridge History of Latin America is a comprehensive and authoritative survey of Latin American history from the pre-Columbian period to the present day. Written by Leslie Bethel, the book is divided into 12 volumes, each of which covers a different period in Latin American history. The first volume covers the pre-Columbian period, from the earliest human settlements to the arrival of the Europeans in the 15th century. It examines the various indigenous cultures of the region, including the Aztecs, the Incas, and the Maya, as well as the impact of the Spanish and Portuguese conquests. The second volume covers the colonial period, from the 16th to the 19th centuries. It examines the political, economic, and social structures of the colonial period, as well as the impact of the Enlightenment and the French Revolution on Latin America. The third volume covers the period of independence, from the early 19th century to the mid-20th century. It examines the various independence movements, the emergence of new nations, and the development of Latin American politics and economics. The fourth volume covers the period of modernization, from the mid-19th century to the present day. It examines the impact of industrialization, urbanization, and the growth of the middle class on Latin American society. The fifth volume covers the period of revolution, from the late 19th century to the present day. It examines the various revolutionary movements, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American politics and society. The sixth volume covers the period of globalization, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the impact of globalization on Latin American politics, economics, and society. The seventh volume covers the period of democratization, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the various democratic movements, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American politics and society. The eighth volume covers the period of regional integration, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the various regional integration initiatives, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American politics and society. The ninth volume covers the period of economic development, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the various economic development initiatives, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American politics and economy. The tenth volume covers the period of social change, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the various social movements, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American society. The 11th volume covers the period of cultural change, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the various cultural movements, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American culture. The 12th volume covers the period of environmental change, from the late 20th century to the present day. It examines the various environmental movements, their successes and failures, and their impact on Latin American environment. The Cambridge History of Latin America is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the history of Latin America. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Pre-Columbian Latin America. Pre-Columbian Latin America was a diverse region with many distinct cultures and civilizations, including the Aztecs, Incas, and Mayans. These societies had complex political, economic, and social systems that were disrupted by the arrival of Europeans in the 16th century. Pre-Columbian Latin America was a region of great diversity, with many distinct cultures and civilizations. The Aztecs, Incas, and Mayans were some of the most advanced societies in the world at the time, with complex political, economic, and social systems. These societies were disrupted by the arrival of Europeans in the 16th century, who brought with them new technologies, diseases, and ideologies that changed the region forever. Despite the disruption, many of the cultural and social aspects of these societies remain today, such as the languages, religions, and customs of the indigenous peoples. Pre-Columbian Latin America was a vibrant and complex region that continues to influence the region today. Main idea number 2. Spanish conquest. The Spanish conquest of Latin America was a brutal and violent process that resulted in the subjugation of the native populations and the establishment of Spanish colonial rule. The Spanish also brought with them their language, religion, and culture, which had a lasting impact on the region. The Spanish conquest of Latin America was a brutal and violent process that resulted in the subjugation of the native populations and the establishment of Spanish colonial rule. The Spanish conquistadors, led by Hernán Cortés, Francisco Pizarro, and other explorers, arrived in the region in the early 16th century and quickly began to expand their control. The Spanish used a combination of military force, diplomacy, and religious conversion to gain control of the region. In addition to the physical violence of the conquest, the Spanish also brought with them their language, religion, and culture, which had a lasting impact on the region. The Spanish language, Catholicism, and the Spanish legal system all became dominant in Latin America, and the region was transformed by the introduction of new crops, animals, and technologies. The Spanish also brought with them a system of racial hierarchy, with the Spanish at the top and the native populations at the bottom. This system of racial and social stratification would remain in place for centuries, and its legacy can still be seen in Latin America today. The Spanish conquest of Latin America had a profound impact on the region. It resulted in the displacement of millions of native people, the destruction of their cultures, and the introduction of new diseases and technologies. It also resulted in the establishment of a new colonial system that would remain in place for centuries. The legacy of the Spanish conquest can still be seen in Latin America today, in the language, religion, and culture of the region. The Spanish conquest of Latin America was a brutal and violent process, but it also had a lasting impact on the region that can still be seen today. Main idea number 3. Colonial economy. The colonial economy of Latin America was based on the exploitation of the native populations and the production of export crops such as sugar, tobacco, and coffee. This system of production created a highly unequal society with a small elite class of landowners and merchants at the top. The colonial economy of Latin America was based on the exploitation of the native populations and the production of export crops such as sugar, tobacco, and coffee. This system of production created a highly unequal society with a small elite class of landowners and merchants at the top. The majority of the population was made up of indigenous people, African slaves, and mestizos, who were all subject to the harsh labor conditions imposed by the colonial powers. The colonial economy was largely dependent on the production of these export crops, which were grown on large plantations and exported to Europe and other parts of the world. This system of production was highly profitable for the landowners and merchants, but it had devastating effects on the native populations, who were forced to work in the plantations and were denied access to land and resources. The colonial economy also had a significant impact on the environment. The large-scale production of export crops led to deforestation and soil erosion, which had a negative effect on the local ecosystems. In addition, the use of African slaves in the plantations caused a great deal of suffering and exploitation. The colonial economy was also characterized by a lack of investment in infrastructure and public services, which meant that the majority of the population lived in poverty and had limited access to education and healthcare. The colonial economy of Latin America had a lasting impact on the region. It created a highly unequal society with a small elite class at the top and a large majority of the population living in poverty. It also had a significant environmental impact, leading to deforestation and soil erosion. Finally, it caused a great deal of suffering and exploitation for the native populations and African slaves who were forced to work in the plantations. Main idea number 4. Independence movements. The 19th century saw the emergence of independence movements in Latin America, led by figures such as Simón Bolívar and José de San Martín. These movements sought to end Spanish colonial rule and create independent republics based on Enlightenment ideals. The 19th century saw the emergence of independence movements in Latin America, led by figures such as Simón Bolívar and José de San Martín. These movements sought to end Spanish colonial rule and create independent republics based on Enlightenment ideals. The independence movements were driven by a desire to break free from the oppressive Spanish colonial system and to create a new society based on the principles of liberty, equality, and justice. The leaders of the independence movements sought to create a new nation-state that would be free from the control of the Spanish monarchy and its colonial system. The independence movements were also driven by a desire to create a new society based on the principles of the Enlightenment. These principles included the belief in the power of reason, the importance of individual rights, and the need for a representative government. The leaders of the independence movements sought to create a new nation-state that would be based on these principles and would be free from the control of the Spanish monarchy and its colonial system. The independence movements were also driven by a desire to create a new society based on the principles of economic freedom. The leaders of the independence movements sought to create a new nation-state that would be free from the control of the Spanish monarchy and its colonial system, and would be based on the principles of free trade and economic development. The independence movements of the 19th century were successful in achieving their goals of ending Spanish colonial rule and creating independent republics based on Enlightenment ideals. These republics were able to establish their own governments, economies, and societies, and to create a new nation-state that was free from the control of the Spanish monarchy and its colonial system. Main idea number 5. Post-independence politics. After independence, Latin American countries faced a number of challenges, including political instability, economic inequality, and foreign intervention. Many countries adopted authoritarian forms of government in order to maintain order and stability. Post-independence politics in Latin America was characterized by a number of challenges, including political instability, economic inequality, and foreign intervention. In response to these issues, many countries adopted authoritarian forms of government in order to maintain order and stability. This often led to the emergence of strongman leaders who sought to consolidate their power and control the political system. In some cases, these leaders were able to remain in power for extended periods of time, while in others they were overthrown by popular uprisings or military coups. In addition, the region experienced a number of civil wars and revolutions, as well as periods of military rule. The economic situation in Latin America was also precarious, with many countries facing high levels of poverty and inequality. This was exacerbated by the region's dependence on foreign investment and the exploitation of its natural resources. In addition, the region was often subject to foreign intervention, with the United States and other countries seeking to influence the political and economic systems of Latin American countries. This often led to the imposition of economic policies that favored foreign interests over those of the local population. In recent decades, Latin America has seen a number of positive developments, including the emergence of more democratic forms of government and the reduction of poverty and inequality. However, the region still faces a number of challenges, including the need to address the legacy of authoritarianism and foreign intervention, as well as the need to promote economic development and social justice. Main idea number 6. Economic development. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Latin American countries began to pursue policies of economic development, including the promotion of foreign investment and the construction of infrastructure. These policies had mixed results, with some countries experiencing rapid growth while others remained mired in poverty. Economic development in Latin America has been a long and complex process. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Latin American countries began to pursue policies of economic development, including the promotion of foreign investment and the construction of infrastructure. These policies had mixed results, with some countries experiencing rapid growth while others remained mired in poverty. In the mid-20th century, Latin American countries began to focus on import substitution industrialization, which sought to reduce dependence on foreign imports by promoting domestic production. This strategy had some success, but it also led to economic stagnation in some countries. In the late 20th century, Latin American countries began to pursue more open economic policies, including privatization, deregulation, and trade liberalization. These policies have had mixed results, with some countries experiencing rapid growth while others remain mired in poverty. The success of economic development in Latin America has been heavily influenced by the region's political and social context. Political instability, corruption, and inequality have all hindered economic development in the region. In addition, the region's reliance on natural resources has made it vulnerable to external shocks, such as the recent decline in commodity prices. Despite these challenges, Latin American countries have made significant progress in recent decades, with many countries experiencing rapid economic growth and poverty reduction. Going forward, Latin American countries will need to continue to pursue policies that promote economic development. This will require a focus on improving the business environment, increasing access to finance, and investing in infrastructure and human capital. In addition, Latin American countries will need to address the underlying causes of inequality and poverty, such as inadequate access to education and healthcare. With the right policies in place, Latin America can continue to make progress towards economic development and shared prosperity. Main idea number 7. The Great Depression. The Great Depression of the 1930s had a devastating impact on Latin America, leading to economic decline, political unrest, and social upheaval. Many countries adopted protectionist policies in order to protect their economies from the effects of the global crisis. The Great Depression of the 1930s had a devastating impact on Latin America. The global economic crisis caused economic decline, political unrest, and social upheaval throughout the region. In response, many countries adopted protectionist policies in order to protect their economies from the effects of the crisis. These policies included tariffs, quotas, and other restrictions on imports and exports. They also included measures to stimulate domestic production and consumption, such as subsidies and public works projects. The effects of the Great Depression were felt most acutely in the agricultural sector, where prices for commodities such as coffee, sugar, and cotton plummeted. This led to a sharp decline in export earnings, which in turn caused a contraction in economic activity. The crisis also had a significant impact on the banking sector, as banks were unable to meet their obligations and had to be bailed out by the government. The Great Depression also had a profound effect on the political landscape of Latin America. In some countries, the crisis led to the rise of populist leaders who promised to protect the interests of the working class. In others, it led to the emergence of authoritarian regimes that sought to suppress dissent and maintain control over the economy. The Great Depression had a lasting impact on Latin America, and its effects are still felt today. The crisis led to a shift in the region's economic and political landscape, and it also highlighted the need for greater economic integration and cooperation between countries. Main idea number 8. The Cold War. The Cold War had a major impact on Latin America, with the United States and the Soviet Union vying for influence in the region. This led to a number of proxy wars and military interventions, as well as the emergence of authoritarian regimes. The Cold War had a major impact on Latin America, with the United States and the Soviet Union vying for influence in the region. This led to a number of proxy wars and military interventions, as well as the emergence of authoritarian regimes. In the 1950s and 1960s, the United States sought to contain the spread of communism in Latin America, and supported right-wing dictatorships in countries such as Chile, Argentina, and Brazil. The Soviet Union, meanwhile, sought to gain influence in the region, and provided support to left-wing guerrilla movements in countries such as Nicaragua and El Salvador. The Cold War also had a major impact on the economy of Latin America, with the United States providing economic aid to countries in the region in order to prevent them from turning to the Soviet Union for assistance. The Cold War also had a major impact on the culture of Latin America. The United States sought to promote its own culture in the region, and sought to counter the influence of the Soviet Union. This led to the emergence of a number of cultural movements, such as the Nueva Canción movement in Chile, which sought to promote a more socially conscious form of music. The Cold War also had a major impact on the political landscape of Latin America, with the emergence of a number of authoritarian regimes that sought to suppress dissent and maintain control over their populations. The Cold War had a major impact on Latin America, and its legacy can still be seen in the region today. The United States and the Soviet Union may have gone their separate ways, but the effects of their rivalry can still be felt in the region. The Cold War has left a lasting legacy on Latin America, and its effects are still being felt today. Main idea number 9. The Cuban Revolution. The Cuban Revolution of 1959 was a major event in Latin American history, leading to the establishment of a socialist government and the emergence of Cuba as a major player in regional politics. The revolution also had a major impact on the region's political and economic landscape. The Cuban Revolution of 1959 was a major event in Latin American history, leading to the establishment of a socialist government and the emergence of Cuba as a major player in regional politics. The revolution was led by Fidel Castro and his supporters, who overthrew the government of Fulgencio Batista and sought to create a new society based on socialist principles. The revolution had a profound impact on the region, both politically and economically. Politically, it led to the emergence of a new type of government in Cuba, one that was based on socialist principles and was hostile to the United States. Economically, the revolution led to the nationalization of many industries, the introduction of a new currency, and the implementation of a number of social welfare programs. The Cuban Revolution also had a major impact on the region's international relations, as Cuba became a major ally of the Soviet Union and a major opponent of the United States. The Cuban Revolution was a major event in Latin American history, and its effects are still felt today. Main idea number 10. The Latin American Debt Crisis. The Latin American debt crisis of the 1980s was a major economic crisis that had a devastating impact on the region. Many countries were forced to adopt austerity measures and structural adjustment policies in order to deal with the crisis. The Latin American debt crisis of the 1980s was a major economic crisis that had a devastating impact on the region. Many countries were forced to adopt austerity measures and structural adjustment policies in order to deal with the crisis. These policies included reducing government spending, devaluing currencies, and liberalizing trade and capital flows. These measures had a significant impact on the region's economic growth and development, as well as on the social and political stability of the countries involved. In addition, the debt crisis led to a significant increase in poverty and inequality in the region, as well as a decrease in public services and infrastructure. The crisis also had a major impact on the region's financial sector, leading to a decrease in access to credit and an increase in the cost of borrowing. The debt crisis was caused by a combination of factors, including the global recession of the early 1980s, the rise in oil prices, and the overborrowing of funds by Latin American countries. In addition, the region's governments had adopted a number of policies that encouraged borrowing, such as the promotion of foreign investment and the liberalization of capital flows. These policies had the unintended consequence of creating an unsustainable level of debt in the region. The crisis had a major impact on the region's economies, leading to a decrease in economic growth and an increase in unemployment. In addition, the crisis led to a decrease in foreign investment and a decrease in the availability of credit. This had a major impact on the region's ability to finance development projects and to invest in infrastructure. The crisis also had a major impact on the region's social and political stability, as governments were forced to implement unpopular austerity measures in order to deal with the crisis. The Latin American debt crisis of the 1980s had a major impact on the region and its economies. The crisis led to a decrease in economic growth, an increase in poverty and inequality, and a decrease in public services and infrastructure. In addition, the crisis had a major impact on the region's financial sector, leading to a decrease in access to credit and an increase in the cost of borrowing. The crisis also had a major impact on the region's social and political stability, as governments were forced to implement unpopular austerity measures in order to deal with the crisis. Main idea number 11. The rise of neoliberalism. In the 1980s and 1990s, Latin American countries began to adopt neoliberal economic policies, including privatization, deregulation, and free trade. These policies had mixed results, with some countries experiencing economic growth while others remained mired in poverty. The rise of neoliberalism in Latin America in the 1980s and 1990s was a major shift in economic policy. Neoliberalism, which emphasizes privatization, deregulation, and free trade, was seen as a way to stimulate economic growth and reduce poverty. In some countries, such as Chile, these policies had positive results, with economic growth and increased foreign investment. In other countries, however, the results were less positive, with poverty and inequality remaining stubbornly high. In addition, the policies often had a negative impact on the environment, with increased deforestation and pollution. The implementation of neoliberal policies in Latin America was often accompanied by a decrease in government spending on social services, such as healthcare and education. This had a particularly negative impact on the most vulnerable members of society, such as the poor and indigenous populations. In addition, the policies often led to increased inequality, as the wealthy were able to take advantage of the new economic opportunities while the poor were left behind. Overall, the results of neoliberalism in Latin America have been mixed. While some countries have experienced economic growth, others have seen little improvement in poverty and inequality. In addition, the policies have had a negative impact on the environment and on the most vulnerable members of society. As such, it is important to consider the potential costs and benefits of neoliberal policies before implementing them. Main idea number 12. The Zapatista Rebellion. The Zapatista Rebellion of 1994 was a major event in Latin American history, leading to the emergence of a new generation of social movements and the rise of indigenous rights. The rebellion also had a major impact on the region's political and economic landscape. The Zapatista Rebellion of 1994 was a major event in Latin American history, leading to the emergence of a new generation of social movements and the rise of indigenous rights. The rebellion began in the Mexican state of Chiapas, when a group of indigenous people, led by the Zapatista National Liberation Army, EZLN, rose up against the Mexican government in protest of the government's failure to address the needs of the indigenous population. The Zapatistas demanded greater autonomy for indigenous communities, as well as an end to the exploitation of their land and resources. The rebellion quickly spread throughout the region, inspiring similar movements in other Latin American countries. The Zapatista Rebellion had a major impact on the region's political and economic landscape. It brought attention to the plight of indigenous people and highlighted the need for greater autonomy and respect for their rights. It also sparked a wave of social movements, including the Landless Workers Movement in Brazil and the Movimiento al Socialismo in Venezuela. In addition, the Zapatista Rebellion helped to create a new generation of activists and leaders, who continue to fight for indigenous rights and social justice in Latin America. The Zapatista Rebellion also had a major impact on the region's economy. The Mexican government was forced to make concessions to the Zapatistas, including the granting of greater autonomy to indigenous communities and the recognition of their right to self-determination. This led to increased investment in the region, as well as the development of new industries and infrastructure. In addition, the Zapatista Rebellion helped to create a new political landscape in Latin America, with the emergence of new political parties and movements that sought to challenge the status quo. The Zapatista Rebellion of 1994 was a major event in Latin American history, and its legacy continues to be felt today. It has helped to create a new generation of activists and leaders, and has brought attention to the plight of indigenous people and the need for greater autonomy and respect for their rights. It has also had a major impact on the region's political and economic landscape, leading to increased investment and the emergence of new political parties and movements. Main idea number 13. The war on drugs. The war on drugs has had a major impact on Latin America, leading to increased violence, corruption, and human rights abuses. The war has also had a major impact on the region's political and economic landscape, with many countries struggling to cope with the effects of the conflict. The war on drugs has had a devastating impact on Latin America. It has led to increased violence, corruption, and human rights abuses, as well as a destabilization of the region's political and economic landscape. In many countries, the war has caused a breakdown in the rule of law, with drug cartels and gangs taking control of large parts of the population. This has led to a rise in organized crime, as well as a decrease in public safety. In addition, the war has had a major economic impact, with countries struggling to cope with the costs of the conflict. The war on drugs has also had a major impact on the region's social fabric. In many countries, the war has led to a breakdown in trust between citizens and their governments, as well as a decrease in public confidence in the rule of law. This has led to a rise in vigilante justice, as well as a decrease in public safety. In addition, the war has had a major impact on the region's economy, with countries struggling to cope with the costs of the conflict. The war on drugs has had a major impact on Latin America, and it is clear that the region is still struggling to cope with the effects of the conflict. It is essential that governments in the region take steps to address the root causes of the conflict, and to ensure that the region is able to move forward in a positive direction. Main idea number 14. The rise of the left. In the late 20th and early 21st centuries, Latin American countries began to elect left-wing governments, including those of Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and Evo Morales in Bolivia. These governments pursued policies of economic redistribution and social inclusion, with mixed results. The rise of the left in Latin America in the late 20th and early 21st centuries was a major shift in the region's political landscape. The election of left-wing governments, such as those of Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and Evo Morales in Bolivia, marked a break from the neoliberal policies of the past. These governments pursued policies of economic redistribution and social inclusion, with the aim of reducing inequality and poverty. They also sought to strengthen the role of the state in the economy, and to increase public spending on health, education, and other social services. The results of these policies have been mixed. In some countries, such as Venezuela, the policies have led to economic stagnation and political instability. In others, such as Bolivia, the policies have been more successful, leading to economic growth and improved living standards for many of the country's citizens. Overall, the rise of the left in Latin America has had a significant impact on the region's politics and economics, and has reshaped the way in which the region is governed. Main idea number 15. The Pink Tide. The Pink Tide was a period of left-wing governments in Latin America in the early 21st century, including those of Lula da Silva in Brazil and Rafael Correa in Ecuador. These governments pursued policies of economic redistribution and social inclusion, with mixed results. The Pink Tide was a period of left-wing governments in Latin America in the early 21st century, characterized by a focus on economic redistribution and social inclusion. This period saw the election of progressive leaders such as Lula da Silva in Brazil and Rafael Correa in Ecuador, who sought to address the region's long-standing issues of poverty and inequality. These governments implemented a range of policies, including increased public spending on health and education, increased taxation of the wealthy, and the expansion of social welfare programs. While these policies had some success in reducing poverty and inequality, they also faced criticism for their lack of economic growth and their failure to tackle corruption and crime. Nevertheless, the Pink Tide governments remain an important part of Latin America's recent history, and their legacy continues to shape the region today. Main idea number 16. The rise of populism. In the early 21st century, Latin American countries began to elect populist leaders, including those of Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil and Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico. These leaders pursued policies of economic nationalism and social conservatism, with mixed results. Populism is a political ideology that emphasizes the needs of the people over those of the elite. In Latin America, populism has been a powerful force since the early 20th century, when leaders such as Getúlio Vargas in Brazil and Juan Perón in Argentina rose to power on the back of popular support. In the early 21st century, Latin American countries began to elect populist leaders, including those of Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil and Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico. These leaders pursued policies of economic nationalism and social conservatism, with mixed results. Bolsonaro and López Obrador both ran on platforms of economic protectionism, promising to protect domestic industries from foreign competition. They also promised to reduce government spending and to reduce taxes, in order to stimulate economic growth. On the social side, both leaders promised to crack down on crime and corruption, and to promote traditional values. The results of these policies have been mixed. In Brazil, Bolsonaro's economic policies have been criticized for failing to stimulate economic growth, while his social policies have been criticized for promoting intolerance and discrimination. In Mexico, López Obrador's economic policies have been praised for reducing poverty and inequality, while his social policies have been criticized for promoting authoritarianism and curtailing civil liberties. Overall, the rise of populism in Latin America has had both positive and negative effects. On the one hand, it has provided a platform for leaders to pursue policies that are more responsive to the needs of the people. On the other hand, it has also led to policies that are more authoritarian and intolerant. As Latin American countries continue to grapple with the challenges of populism, it is important to consider both the potential benefits and drawbacks of this political ideology. Main idea number 17. The refugee crisis. The refugee crisis in Latin America has been caused by a number of factors, including political instability, economic inequality, and violence. This has led to a large influx of refugees and migrants, with many countries struggling to cope with the influx. The refugee crisis in Latin America has been caused by a number of factors, including political instability, economic inequality, and violence. This has led to a large influx of refugees and migrants, with many countries struggling to cope with the influx. In some cases, refugees have been forced to flee their homes due to violence or persecution, while in other cases, they have been driven by economic hardship or a desire to seek a better life. In either case, the influx of refugees has put a strain on the resources of many countries, leading to overcrowding, poverty, and a lack of access to basic services. The situation has been further exacerbated by the lack of a coordinated response from the international community. Many countries have been reluctant to accept refugees, while others have been slow to provide assistance. This has left many refugees in a precarious situation, with limited access to basic services and support. In addition, the lack of a unified response has led to a lack of protection for refugees, leaving them vulnerable to exploitation and abuse. The refugee crisis in Latin America is a complex issue that requires a comprehensive response. This includes providing assistance to refugees, ensuring their protection, and addressing the underlying causes of the crisis. It is also important to ensure that refugees are able to access basic services and support, and that their rights are respected. Only then can the refugee crisis in Latin America be addressed in a meaningful way. Main idea number 18. The environment. Latin America is home to some of the world's most biodiverse ecosystems, but these are under threat from deforestation, pollution, and climate change. Many countries are struggling to cope with the effects of environmental degradation, with some taking steps to protect their ecosystems. Latin America is home to some of the world's most biodiverse ecosystems, but these are under threat from deforestation, pollution, and climate change. Deforestation is a major problem in many countries, with large areas of forest being cleared for agricultural and industrial purposes. Pollution from industry and agriculture is also a major issue, with many rivers and lakes becoming contaminated with toxic chemicals. Climate change is also having an impact, with rising temperatures and changing weather patterns affecting the region's ecosystems. Many countries in Latin America are struggling to cope with the effects of environmental degradation. Governments are taking steps to protect their ecosystems, such as introducing laws to protect endangered species and setting up protected areas. In addition, some countries are investing in renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power, to reduce their reliance on fossil fuels. The Cambridge History of Latin America by Leslie Bethel provides an in-depth look at the region's environmental challenges and the efforts being made to address them. The book examines the history of environmental degradation in the region, the current state of the environment, and the steps being taken to protect it. It also looks at the role of international organizations in promoting sustainable development in Latin America. Main idea number 19. The digital revolution. The digital revolution has had a major impact on Latin America, with the emergence of new technologies and the rise of the Internet. This has led to increased access to information and new opportunities for economic development, but also to increased inequality and surveillance. The digital revolution has had a profound impact on Latin America, transforming the way people communicate, access information, and do business. The rise of the Internet has enabled people to access information and services that were previously unavailable, and has opened up new opportunities for economic development. At the same time, the digital revolution has also had a darker side, with increased inequality and surveillance. The digital divide between the wealthy and the poor has widened, with the wealthy having access to more advanced technology and the poor having limited access to the Internet. This has led to a situation where the wealthy have more opportunities to benefit from the digital revolution, while the poor are left behind. Additionally, the increased use of technology has led to increased surveillance, with governments and corporations collecting data on citizens and using it to monitor and control their behavior. The digital revolution has had a major impact on Latin America, and it is important to consider both the positive and negative aspects of this transformation. While the digital revolution has opened up new opportunities for economic development, it has also led to increased inequality and surveillance. It is important to ensure that the benefits of the digital revolution are shared equitably, and that the rights of citizens are respected and protected. Main idea number 20. The future of Latin America. The future of Latin America is uncertain, with many countries facing a number of challenges, including political instability, economic inequality, and environmental degradation. It remains to be seen how the region will respond to these challenges and what the future holds. The future of Latin America is uncertain, with many countries facing a number of challenges. Political instability, economic inequality, and environmental degradation are all issues that must be addressed if the region is to move forward. Governments must work to ensure that their citizens have access to basic services and that their economies are able to grow and develop. In addition, Latin American countries must work together to tackle the environmental challenges they face, such as deforestation, water scarcity, and climate change. The region also needs to focus on improving education and healthcare, as well as creating more jobs and opportunities for its citizens. This will require investment in infrastructure, technology, and human capital. Latin American countries must also work to reduce corruption and strengthen the rule of law. Finally, the region must strive to create a more equitable and inclusive society, where all citizens have access to the same opportunities and rights. The future of Latin America is uncertain, but with the right policies and investments, the region can overcome its challenges and create a brighter future for its citizens. It is up to the governments and citizens of Latin America to work together to ensure that the region is able to move forward and create a better future for all.